You're watching City Channel 4, your window to our community.
Welcome to Taste of Mercy. Chef Ron, what are you making today?
Nancy, today we're going to do a skillet seared tomatoes with a Gruyere cheese.
Gruyere cheese.
It's a a creamy Swiss type cheese. Okay, it's made with the cow's milk and
has an almond nutty taste to it.
It does, and a little bit of a sweet. It melts very well. Another thing you could do is you could use like a fontina cheese, which you know has similar properties as well,
and
go that
also.
Route. And as a third step, maybe down to a mozzarella. But you know, if you can get the Gruyere, that would be the preference.
Okay.
Brought a block along. This is what it looks like.
So you won't find it already shredded.
It's got a kind of a yellowish color. It's nice and creamy looking. I took it for this recipe. We grated some up.
And because it's already a harder, soft cheese, it's pretty easy to grate. Though.
Yeah, it's not like real hard like a Parmesan might be. It's a little softer. I'm warming my skillet up here. I'm going to add a couple tablespoons of olive oil.
Okay, and we want to use the extra virgin whenever we can.
Correct.
Because of those properties of the monounsaturated fats. Don't ever want to get it too hot, though, just enough to make that water dance in the skillet. If you get it too hot, then olive oil has a pretty low smoke point, so it will burn pretty easily.
Yeah. Get that extra flavor to it. So now I have over here some Roma tomatoes. For here I have six. The recipe would call for four. It's about a pound and a quarter, depending on how many, how big the tomatoes are.
And the firmness of the Roma is always nice.
We'll take and cut these in half.
We wash the tomatoes really well before because you're cutting through the skin. So
I've already been there.
That food safety, always. So with the Roma tomatoes, they're a firmer tomato, sometimes called plum tomatoes or the ones you use for spaghetti sauce.
They're firmer. They have less moisture to it, less seeds,
and they're
going to cook quick, too.
Right. As we're cooking out some juices, we don't want to make tomato soup out of it.
I'm going to put the tomatoes in here.
And they're the cut side down so that you're cooked through faster and yet holding the shape of the tomato. Be careful. So it'll take about 10 minutes for them to get soft. So you're just wanting them to get soft textured, keep the shape.
Okay, we're going to let those brown up. They're going to get like a dark brown or a black, but a seared look to them.
Okay,
so we're seared tomatoes. And while that's cooking, here I have some chopped parsley and a little chopped garlic, a clove of garlic, and a couple tablespoons of parsley.
Okay. You use the flat leaf parsley whenever you're possible. It gives it that different dimensional shape to it.
Yeah, I mean, you can certainly take and put a few different herbs in here as well if you want
certainly.
To. Certainly.
Some tarragon, some
something like that
basil.
Would be great. Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's the thing about spice mixtures like that. You can change and update and your own personal preference of it. Parsley is very mild flavored, though.
Yeah, it's going to help carry that garlic throughout the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now we're going to let that cook, again, that 10, 15 minutes, and then when that's browned up, we'll turn them over, add the rest of the ingredients, and finish it off.
Great.
Okay? Okay, they're looking like they're about ready to turn. We've got their tomatoes are starting to shrink up a little bit. The skillet's browning up. And you got a little black on there, a little char. That's what we're looking for.
A little caramelization there. That's going to add that enhanced flavor to it.
They're going to be pretty soft.
And that's why you want to use the firmest tomato possible that you have, not one of those great big beef steaks that's out in your garden. But
right, they're just going to water up.
Because this, you're not getting any of the tomato juice out in the pan because you seared it really nice and tight.
We're just going to let that finish on the bottom. We're going to take and add just a pinch of sugar. And this is just to kind of balance the acid in the tomato.
You know, we often think about sugar as a sweetening enhancer, but it's a wonderful stabilizer. It does a lot of other food purposes, and this is just to change the pH of that tomato right now.
A little salt and pepper.
A little coarsely ground or fresh ground would be really nice on top of this, too.
Okay, and I'm going to take and put the parsley and the garlic on top.
So the garlic's kind of being carried by the parsley, so you can get that nice flavor.
Mm-hmm. That's why you don't have to have one piece with all the garlic and nothing for the rest.
And a lot of our spices need that little bit of heat to help bring out some of their aromatic properties, so that you can just all of a sudden start smelling that here in the skillet in the kitchen.
Now we're adding the cheese.
This is that soft aged cheese. You know, it takes 5 months to a year for this cheese to become aged. The older that it becomes, the more intense flavor that it has. So you'll see all kinds of different aged mark in the market for you.
Okay, so we just need to let that finish for a couple minutes, cheese to melt, and then we're ready to go. All right, cheese looks melted. The tomatoes are softened up and shrunk up a little bit. I think we were done. We'll go ahead and plate this up, Nancy.
Okay, they have just a beautiful appearance to them. I would love to serve them as a side dish, or you could have it as a lacto-vegetarian dish with that Gouda cheese.
I think it would be very nice just as a vegetable. It would be excellent with maybe beef tenderloin, chicken or fish.
Chicken or fish.
Any of the above.
Yeah.
It's a nice vegetable. You could actually put this on some nice French bread. Just kind of spread it with a knife a little bit and add some flavor there as well.
Right. An open-faced sandwich would be very pretty with that. And now we have...
We have some pan-seared Roma tomatoes and Gruyere cheese.
Ready to go.
Pretty quick and easy. Fresh vegetables. Fresh.
We're always promoting more vegetables in our diet.
Right there, and try that cheese out.
You can find this recipe and many others at our website for Taste of Mercy, which is mercyiowacity.org/tasteofmercy.
See you next time.
You're watching City Channel 4. On TV, online, on demand, on Facebook, and now on the go on your mobile device.